Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Ellie Lorenz is a graduate of California State University, Sacramento. She's the mother of three children, a granddaughter and two sons, five grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. She currently lives in Washington State. Lifelong spiritual walk as a friend of Bill W. is a powerful autobiographical account of Ellie's perseverance and inner strength in the face of addiction. She has native roots in Canada with the Blood Tribe and in Montana with the Blackfeet Tribe, all of which contributed to the woman she is. She attributes the beginnings of her walk to being led to the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous on her most vulnerable and most teachable day, that being the day she began to hear for the first time in a long time. It's a journey of wonderment, fulfillment, adventure, joy, sorrow, experience, and success. Ellie Lorenz, author of Lifelong Spiritual Walk as a Friend of Bill W., an inspiring true story of recovery and faith, is our guest on This Week in America. Ellie, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So much to talk about with the remarkable story that you're sharing and helping so many people. Let's start with the inspiration for writing the story, Lifelong Spiritual Walk as a Friend of Bill W. Where did the motivation, the inspiration come for writing this story?
Well, originally, I just wanted to put down a lot of memoirs, you know, things that I remembered, things that I went through when I was just starting out. And I kind of had to go through my background sort of. And I finally, after I wrote it, it was 250 pages, and I thought, oh my gosh, nobody would be able to read that without probably having a nervous breakdown. So
yes.
I got it down to 50 pages, and what I wanted to do was just bring out the truth and the light and the, you know, the spiritual part of it, the spiritual part for me, and how God was out there for me all the way and guided me through. And so I was 30 years old when I found Alcoholics Anonymous. I'd been drinking quite heavily for about 8 years due to a real terrible, terrible divorce, which I ended up, the ex-husband ended up getting the kids and moving them way out of state. And so I wanted those things to come out, that an alcoholic, a practicing alcoholic, and a recovering alcoholic had the opportunity to live a good, clean, wonderful, sober life. That was what that was all about, and I wanted to share my story.
It's amazing where you were and where you are today, and that story will unfold during our conversation with Ellie Lorenz. That's E-L-L-I-E, Lorenz, L-O-R-E-N-Z. The book is Lifelong Spiritual Walk as a Friend of Bill W. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Title, interesting, Lifelong Spiritual Walk as a Friend of Bill W. Who is Bill W.?
I love that. I put that, Bill W. is a co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I put that up there. First off, I wanted people to know that it was a spiritual walk, meaning that I was going to be talking about God and Jesus. And if you didn't want to hear about that, you wouldn't want to read this book. And the other part was, if they knew who Bill W. was, they would know what the story was about. As I turned out, so many people have read it that don't even know anything about Alcoholics Anonymous or anything. And they're so, you know, and then they go, we don't know who Bill W. is. And I go, I had to laugh. I said, well, I'm just glad that you guys get a chance to read it, you know, not knowing Bill W. But that was tried to draw in that market, you know.
Yes.
So, right.
Well, it's interesting that people, even though they didn't understand the significance, the meaning of the title, they read it and their lives were impacted by it. Talk about your relationship, Bill W., and when did that enter your life? And Alcoholics Anonymous, for some people, they find that intimidating. You went in and it changed your life. Talk about what you went through to get to that point where you went to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay. It began, like I said, I drank really heavy for 8 years. I had, at that time in my life, I was at 17. I had gotten married. It turned out to be there was a lot of domestic violence, a lot of controlling stuff going on. And so I wanted out of that. And I thought if I could just get away from this marriage and this thing, everything would be wonderful, right? I'd have my kids, we'd go off and live happily ever after. Well, it turned into 8 years of a nightmare, complete nightmare. And so, I got a job tending bar because I'd never worked. I didn't even know how to work. So I did know about alcohol because I grew up around it. And my family, everybody drank. And so I got a job tending bar. And so I worked there for like, 5 or 6 years, worked in the industry. And when I got there, I was so beat up from the marriage. I was absolutely just beat up. I was, put down, put up, everything imaginable, absolutely destroyed. And that was probably the first time that God kind of stepped in and put me in a place where they kind of loved me back to health so that I could, again, hold up my head for the first time in, I don't know, years. So when I got to AA, I was, like I said, 30 years old. I got there in 1977. I went to my first meeting. It was a woman's meeting. And I walked in, and all the women in there were they looked so wonderful. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm in the wrong place again. I don't belong here. And I was scared to death. I mean, I went around that building about 30 times before I walked in the door. And when I walked in, I sat down and I met my very first sponsor, Betty Fleming. I called her BJ, and she was from Tennessee, and what a wonderful woman. And what I heard that day were things that I'd never heard in my whole life. I thought, my God, where do these people come from? I mean, I must have been raised under a rock because they had so much knowledge and so much wisdom and so much love and so much caring. And it was so funny because they'd be telling their story and they'd all be laughing about it. And I thought, oh my gosh, because I didn't think that anybody in the world had gone through some of the stuff that I'd gone through. And so that was the beginning. That was the beginning of my life changing. And so from there, I did everything that I was told to do. And in the book, I write in there about the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I write in there about, what to do, what they mean, and how to do it, and how to carry on, and ways to. I did want people to know that I've been through everything. I've been through, bad marriage, broken heart. My parents died when I was really, really young, and there was just a whole bunch of stuff. But I wanted I wanted to point all that stuff out that. It doesn't matter if you're sober. If you're sober and you have a program, you can walk, and you have God, you can walk through anything.
Ellie Lorenz, our guest on the program. Her book is Lifelong Spiritual Walk, is a friend of Bill W. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. Send you, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those places, and you can Google it and order it there as well. You deal a lot with grief and loss, and talk about that and how you handle that, and how you were able to get through those periods.
Oh yes, the grief and loss was. I was sober for 5 years, I think, and it was a new thing in town. A new counselor came in, and she did a. It was called Family Recovery, and again, every time God would lead me somewhere, I would go and try to find out. So I went down and met her, and she interviewed me, and she's the one that told me about, I told her my story, and she said, she says, I'm amazed that you've been sober this long. She said, because a lot of people don't, they fall out at about 2 years sober because of the, because of things that they've never, ever let go of, and alcoholics and anybody that's in any kind of abusive situation or dysfunctional, they all have a lot of grief and loss that they have never ever talked about. They're never even knew about. And she told me, she got me going on, you know, all the things that, I needed to go through the steps with and get it out there for recovery. And so learning about that, you know, Americans, they're like, oh yeah, just forget about it, get over it, whatever. Well, you can't, you don't do that. You can't get over it like that. And so I went through that program and along with my AA and my steps and everything, oh my gosh, my life completely turned around. I mean, it was just, it was incredible. And grief and loss is, you know, now, of course, you see grief and loss programs everywhere, but in 77, you didn't see anything really. There wasn't a lot of help for anything. And so, yeah, so I was always looking and I was always searching for anything that I could find that would help me grow.
Well, this book's,
in the program in life.
And you share that in Ellie's book, Lifelong Spiritual Walk as a Friend of Bill W. The book is autobiographical. It's a book of healing as well. Was that the intention as you started, or did that just sort of transpire as you were telling your story?
No. In the beginning, the first book, like I said, it was forever, but When I finally got really, really serious about it, well, God did. God kept poking me. Okay, don't forget the book. Don't forget the book. So when I left California, because that was where I got sober. I'd been down there about 40 years. So I came back up to Washington where I had graduated from high school. And so there was a lot of grief here that I had left behind and I didn't know. And I had to go through that. But when I start writing the book again, a funny thing happened, because this book was very hard. Every time I would start writing it, I'd have to put it down because for maybe weeks, because it'd bring back all the pain and stuff. So I finally, I was working with a guy one day, and he's a seer. He gets messages, and we were working on something and out of the clear blue sky, he looked at me and he said, God just told me to tell you to get that book finished. And I looked at him and I bust out laughing and I go, the book, what are you talking about? The book. And he says, I don't know. He says, that's just what he told me. And I told him, I says, I've been working on this book since 1985, I think, or 95. I said, wow. And I came home, I sat down, boy, and I told God, I said, okay, you want this book, then I will type it. You tell me what you want typed. And the way we went, and I had it in the publishing company within 2 weeks.
Well, that's amazing. When he speaks, you will listen this time, and you responded in a quick manner. And the book's now available to help other people. Lifelong Spiritual Walk as a Friend of Bill W. by Ellie Lorenz, ELLIELORENZ. Book available wherever books are sold. You went the next step, becoming a counselor. Talk about that. What inspired you to become a counselor?
That was another act of God, because I had decided when we moved up to Washington, I decided that I had, you know, I knew I had that education, I had the degree, but I didn't have a profession. And so I woke up one morning and I thought, well, I gotta go back to school. I need to get something going. So my aunt was a nurse, and so I told her, I says, I think I'll go up and I'll become a nurse or something. And mind you, I was in my 50s by then. And so I go to school, and oh my gosh, I thought I'll be drawing Social Security before I ever become a nurse with everything that I had to learn, right? And so I was sitting in class, and it was an English class. And there was this, it was down in Yakima, and we're near the Yakima Indian Reservation. And one of the students in there, he was Yakima Indian, I guess, Yakima. Anyway, he come over out of nowhere, and he told me, he says, you need to become a counselor. He said, we need women counselors, and we need people, you know, the natives. And I looked at him, and he said, come on. He says, I want to show you. And he was telling me he was ready to graduate and get his certification. And I said, oh, no, no, no. I didn't know of anything about it. So at the end of the semester, here he come. And he said, okay, here's my certification. He said, I told you. And I looked at him, and he said, come on. And he grabbed me by the arm, and he took me across campus, and he introduced me to the head of that department. And the next thing you know, I'm signed up into learning counseling. I get a job at Real House, all of it. It was just all a God thing. And I'm driving around doing what they're telling me to do. Go sign this, go interview here, do this. And it's pouring down rain, and I'm going, what am I doing? This is crazy. And I'm laughing at myself because I don't care. I'm just following direction. And that was the beginning. That was the beginning of it. It was, you know, just, I found my purpose. And I'd been praying to find my purpose for years and years and years. And I found out what my gift and purpose was. And it was wonderful. And finally, I worked at three or four different places, and finally ended up at the Tulalip Reservation, and that was wonderful because I had left my own reservation when I was 9 years old, and all of my people and all of the things, and it was like going home, you know, for the first time.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, the counseling was just it was just a perfect gift I had, you know, all the people that I worked with. It was so, and one of the things that I ended up doing also is I became a problem gambling supervisor and started that program here in Washington. And so that was really awesome.
What a dramatic turnaround in your life. And you'll follow Ellie through the lows and the highs in her book, The Lifelong Spiritual Walk, is a friend of Bill W. Ellie Lorenz is our guest. Time is going by so quickly. I want to talk, you talk very openly about the long road back, including reconciliation with your children. Talk briefly about that, how difficult that was and how rewarding it was once it happened.
Well, Mike, it was really, really kind of strange. When I lost my kids, because I lost them, my ex-husband, he sold the house out from underneath us. He grabbed my kids and he took off, and that was that. And I couldn't figure out how he got custody of my kids. That was the biggest thing. How did that happen? How did that happen? Tried to prove me an unfit mother, and I was like, my God. And that was one of the things that I carried shame, guilt and shame over that for years and years and years, because I didn't know how to explain it, you know, because women just don't lose their kids.
Yes.
You just don't. And so down the road, and you look, this only happened probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I was filling out some paperwork and I sent for my divorce decree from him. And I got this paper. And come to find out, when I left, I left. I grabbed my kids and ran and never looked back. And I was really young. I was never even knew to change the address so I could get my mail somewhere else. Didn't know anything. I was just really naive. That's why I went to school. But anyway, I got this paper. And my God, he had put down, he didn't even have my correct name down. He didn't have he had some unknown address. He didn't know my date of birth, all of nothing. And so I didn't even know I was getting a divorce. I didn't even know there was court. I knew nothing. And that was how he put that through. And so that's how he got full custody of my kids. Well, that was such a savior for my kids too. My daughter used to be harassed because her mother was an unfit mother, and you know, he told everybody I was an alcoholic and a this and a that and everything. And so my kids, you know, I told them, I said, this is what happened. I said, I've been wondering for 100 years what happened. Well, this is it. And so it was really a new beginning. And my present husband, he brought me back to Washington because he wanted me to be reunited with my kids. And so I've been here for 20 years now, and things are just, it's been a miracle. It's just been a total miracle all the way around.
What an amazing story that Ellie tells in her book, Lifelong Spiritual Walk as a Friend of Bill W. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about this. It's so important. Why still attend AA meetings, AA meetings after 46 years? Some would say you're okay now, but do you ever get that feeling that I don't need to do this anymore?
No. Well, I did for a while. It wasn't that I didn't need to do it, but I had to get on with the business of living of, you know, just doing other things that I had to do, like everything. But there was a turnaround in my life where, you know, they say you got to give it away in order to keep it. That's a slogan of AA, and it's true. You have to give it away in order to keep it. And so I start going to meetings down here. Well, I met an old schoolmate, and he was going to the program, and he was always after me. Ellie, what birthday is this? How many years have you got? How many years have you got? And come on down and share with us. Come on, I'll give you a coin. Come on down, and we'll have a coin is to celebrate like a you know your birthday.
Yes.
And so I start going, and then pretty soon I thought, you know, it's time for me to get back in there and let people know that you can stay sober, you know, especially women. And so I got re-involved in the women's meetings and just general meetings. And, you know, I don't go all the time. I go most of the time when I can. And that was the reason I did it, because I wanted people to see that, yes, you can get sober and stay sober. And it was really funny, too, because Mike, the one that was always encouraging me to come down, the last time he got me a coin, it was the 46 years, and he goes, I don't think they make them that long, that big anymore. And I said, oh, be quiet. Don't be telling people that. I said, you know, this is for real. So, but that was how that came about. I was inspired to do it, to, you know, just to get in there and be there. And you'd be surprised. They were so happy over time. You know, I've done a lot of counseling with them and all kinds of different things, but they were so happy to see sobriety at this age, you know?
Well, it's amazing story. And we've got a minute or so. I'm going to take here at the end, not nearly time to do it justice, but a question. How do you learn to forgive yourself as well as others? How long a process is that? How painful of a process is that?
That is a wonderful one, because I learned right in the beginning that they kept telling me, you got to forgive. And this, all I wanted out of that divorce was just to be gone and leave me alone.
Yes.
And that would be it. So for 30 years, he harassed me over and over. And so I thought, they're telling me about forgiveness and, you know, ask God to help you forgive. And so they said, all you have to do is just say, God, you know, help me forgive and mention his name. Well, I couldn't even call his name. I had some profound words for him. And even when I would say, help me forgive that person, you know, and I told you I got sober in 77. And in 1983, I went up to, to Bellingham, where my son, my daughter was graduating high school, and that was the first time that I'd ever encountered him and his ex-wife and whatever for a long time. And they had invited me over to their house to have cake with the kids, and so so I went over there. And when I'm driving away, my son and we're all, you know, my son, my daughter, and my young son. And we're leaving, and my son is driving the car away, and I'm looking out the back window, and I see my ex-husband standing there on the porch, and he's standing there, and he is the most pitiful-looking person. Oh, my gosh, just broken. And it actually made me cry, and I thought, wow, you know, I never want to see anybody hurt like that. And I went, oh, my God, I've forgiven him, and I didn't even know it, but he was, that God did it. That's how forgiveness comes. just leaning on him and yes. believing in him. And boy, it'll come to pass. And it sure did. That was a really, really awakening for me.
Well, what an amazing story. And there's so much more in Ellie's book, Lifelong Spiritual Walk, as a friend of Bill W. Our guest is the author Ellie Lorenz, E-L-L-I-E-L-O-R-E-N-Z. Book, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You can link onto her Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ellie, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for sharing your story and helping so many others by being open as to what you went through and how you came through it. Thank you for the inspirational story today.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our guest is Ellie Lorenz. The book is Lifelong Spiritual Walk, as a friend of Bill W. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.